Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with the Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. Wrangell currently still has zero active cases of COVID-19 in our community. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 56,977 cases. That's an increase of 880 cases from last week. As of today, 1,199 people have required hospitalization, and that includes 10 new hospitalizations over the last week. And as of today, 288 Alaskans have died. 9 of those deaths have occurred during the last week. The northern southeast Alaska region, which includes Wrangell, remains in the state's low alert level. You can visit the data hub at data.coronavirus.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wranglecovid19.org. The current state emergency declaration that we have been under has expired. Some of the tools to prevent the spread of COVID and to provide resources have gone away. The state continues to find ways to provide some of the services and will continue to be a resource in our efforts to respond to and recover from the pandemic. All health mandates have changed to health advisories. The 4 advisories cover recommendations for keeping Alaskans safe, international and interstate travel, intrastate travel, and critical infrastructure. You can review these advisories at covid19.alaska.gov. Questions can be sent to travel@wrangell.com. Even though the travel mandates are no longer in effect, the state is strongly recommending all Alaska travelers to get tested 1 to 3 days prior to travel, stay home for 7 days after travel, and get a second test 5 to 7 days after travel. If you have guests traveling to Wrangell, please encourage them to follow the travel advisories. All incoming travelers can now get tested for free at the airport, so this includes non-residents as well. Testing during travel is important to ensuring that the variants do not enter or spread within Alaska. And even though the state travel mandate is no longer in place, all travelers awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and ride shares are required to wear a face mask according to a CDC order that went into effect on February 1st. This applies to travel into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. People must also wear masks while at transportation hubs such as airports, bus or ferry terminals, trains and subway stations, and seaports, and other locations where people board public transportation in the United States and U.S. territories. All residents interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine are encouraged to register at covid19.search.org. Please provide a valid email address when you register, and you will receive an email notification to schedule your appointment. Search is currently scheduling any Wrangell resident that is old enough to receive the vaccine. So please pass this information along to your family, friends, and neighbors. New clinics will be added as more vaccine supplies arrive. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the clinic at 874-4700 or call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. As of today, 840 Wrangell residents have been vaccinated. Woohoo! That's an increase of 111 people from last week. Almost 500 of those individuals have completed the 2-dose series. Since it is unknown whether vaccinated individuals might still be able to pass the virus on to others, it is still important for everyone to follow the recommended mitigation measures such as wearing a mask, staying home when you are sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of your health, keeping your social circle small, and washing your hands. Asymptomatic testing will remain available, but individuals will be required to cover testing fees at the time of testing. If you have symptoms, it is important to seek testing as soon as possible. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the clinic Monday through Friday at 874-4700. And as a reminder, it's still important that even though you're vaccinated, if you do experience symptoms, you should still get tested. Until next week, take care, Wrangle.